It's a little hard to tell where consumer confidence is. And what ends up happening pretty much every year since the pandemic, but even before then, was this question of, are people worried by the stock market, by whatever else, that they're so worried that they may not spend as much? This year, of course, the conversation is around inflation. And so there's a lot of data out there indicating that consumer confidence is falling, but also there are indicators that sales are still going pretty strong. So I'm going to be really interested in how the data plays out.
Are there any particular deals or types of products that bargain hunters should be looking for?
I tend to recommend to people these days, there's not a lot of big changes in technology, for example, if you're looking for good tech gifts. But because everything has started to standardize, you can do a lot of things a lot easier. For example, one of my favorite gifts that I get for people when I don't know what to do is a power bank, right? Everyone runs out of power. Battery life is one of the biggest complaints of any phone, even if it has great battery life. There are a bunch of really slim ones you can put in your pocket. There are really big ones that you can bring on camping trips. They're all over the map. And they are generally on pretty good deals this time of year. One of the most popular brands, Anker, has some deals up to 60% off. But you always want to make sure that whatever you're buying, you know that it's a reputable company and that it's got pretty good reviews. Unfortunately, there's a lot of kind of testing that's been done of these things at this point.
Is there any advantage to bigger companies or smaller companies for something like Cyber Monday?
A lot of times we've found that the deals that happen are not really a Friday versus Monday thing anymore. It's Cyber Week or even more, right? Like it feels almost like the sales are not entirely just one day. And in fact, the Washington Post has done really great reporting where they found some of the quote unquote deals that are highlighted, especially on Amazon's website, are not actually really great deals. The price went up and then they brought it down, or they're using the manufacturer's suggested retail price in a weird way. So sometimes these deals are not that great. There are ways to get around that. My favorite thing is that if you are buying from Amazon, go to a website called Camel. It's the word camel three times. I don't know why. That's what they call it. But if you go to that website, you type in the Amazon link, it'll actually tell you the price history of that product. So you can know whether or not it's actually on sale. And then, of course, if you have a favorite publication or if you have a hobby, they tend to have publications that are going through all these deals because it's really hard to tell what is worth it, what isn't. And if you haven't been staying in the know, even with the tech world, sometimes it's really hard to figure out.
Outside of the power bank, are you seeing shoppers focus on anything else in particular?
Yeah, I think one of the more fun things that I've been seeing more of are these bringing back the Polaroid. I've gone to now a few more parties than I expected where people have bought either a Polaroid or an equivalent. And for those who don't know what a Polaroid is, it's that weird camera that would take a picture and the picture would develop right in front of you. And it's really fun for parties. So they tend to be now around somewhere between 100 and 200 bucks. So it's a really good, easy gift. And especially if you've got someone who, you know, maybe they're a millennial or they are kind of a camera person, or maybe they are more of a social person. I have found no end of situations where that thing can be fun.